How witless, to imagine Achilles could be swayed. No moderate temper, no mild heart was in this man, but harsh and deadly purpose. Tros embraced his knees, beseeching him. But with his blade he opened a wound below the liver. Out it slipped, with red blood flowing downward from the wound, filling his lap. Then darkness veiled his eyes, and spirit failed him. But Achilles moved toward Mulius, and hit him with a spear thrust square on the left ear. The bronze point at once punched through and out the ear on the right side. Then he chopped Echeclus, Aegina's son, with his long hilted sword, straight through his head, and all the blade grew hot with blood as dusky death and destiny overcame the man. Deucalion next he speared, where elbow tendons held together, and the spear point pierced through the man's arm. Standing with arm inert, Deucalion waited, seeing death before him. Achilles aimed a sword cut at his neck and knocked both head and helmet far away. The fluid throbbed out of his vertebrae as he lay stretched upon the earth. Achilles turned to the noble son of Pyrrhus, Rigmus, one who had come from the rich land of Thrace. He jabbed him in the belly, and the spearhead stuck in his bowels. He dropped from his chariot. Just as his driver swung the team around, Achilles hit him with his spear between the shoulder blades, jolting him from the car as the horses panicked. A forest fire will rage through deep glens of a mountain, crackling dry from summer heat, and coppices blaze up in every quarter as wind whips the flame. So Achilles flashed to right and left like a wild god, trampling the men he killed, and black earth ran with blood. As when a countryman yokes oxen with broad brows to tread out barley on a well-bedded threshing floor, and quickly the grain is husked under the bellowing beasts, the sharp-hoofed horses of Achilles just so crushed dead men and shields. His axle-tree was splashed with blood, so was his chariot rail, with drops thrown up by wheels and horses' hooves. And Peleus's son kept riding for his glory, staining his powerful arms with mire and blood.